This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli warplanes unleashed a new series of heavy airstrikes at several locations of Gaza City early Monday, hours after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu signaled the fourth war with Gaza's Hamas rulers would rage on. Explosions rocked the city from north to south for 10 minutes in an attack that was heavier on a wider area and lasted longer than a series of air raids 24 hours earlier, in which 42 Palestinians were killed, the deadliest single attack in the latest round of violence between Israel and the Hamas militia group that rules Gaza. The earlier Israeli airstrikes flattened three buildings. UN Security Council diplomats and Muslim foreign ministers have convened emergency meetings to demand a stop to civilian bloodshed in the Mideast. Sunday's urgent appeals came as Israeli warplanes carried out the deadliest attacks yet during nearly a week of unrelenting Hamas rocket barrages and Israeli airstrikes. U.S. President Joe Biden said his administration is working with Palestinians and Israelis to work toward a sustained calm. A three-day ceasefire marked by violent attacks claimed mostly by the Islamic State group has ended in Afghanistan amid calls for renewed peace talks. Taliban political spokesman Sahel Shaheen says that the negotiating teams of the government and the Islamic Emirate, that's how the Taliban referred to their ousted regime, met briefly and got her. This is VOA News. The immunologist who leads the COVID-19 response in the United States said Sunday that the undeniable effects of racism have led to unacceptable health disparities that especially hurt African Americans, Hispanics, and Native Americans during the pandemic. And he said that COVID-19 has shone a bright light on our society's failings. Dr. Anthony Fauci said this during a graduation ceremony for Emory University. He spoke by webcast from Washington. He also added that the graduates in Atlanta, that many members of minority groups were in essential jobs where they might be exposed to the coronavirus. He said that they are more likely to become infected if exposed because of medical conditions like hypertension, chronic lung cancer, and disease, diabetes, or obesity. Travelers in England are packing their bags, bartenders are polishing their glasses, and theater performers are warming up as Britain prepared for a major step out of lockdown. But the excitement over Monday's reopening of travel and hospitality vied with anxiety about the more contagious virus variant now spreading in the country. Health Secretary Matt Hancock said the variant from identified in India is more transmissible than the UK's main strain, and it's likely it will become the dominant variant. On Monday, people in England will be able to eat restaurant meals, go to the museum, and visit one another's homes. Turkey's Interior Ministry has lifted a full lockdown that had ordered people to stay home to fight COVID-19, shifting to a less restrictive program that still involved curfews on weeknights and weekends. Starting Monday, shopping malls will be open, and some businesses will remain closed, including gyms and cafes, but restaurants will be able to offer takeaway in addition to delivery. Preschools will resume in-person education, but upper grades will close remote learning. Turks can return to their workplaces, but will have to stay home from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. on weekdays and all day Saturday and Sunday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.